Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Javi calling you back from the Home Care Agency.
Hi.
Yeah, I spoke to you earlier, yeah, and we wanted to do the state call.
You said what?
I spoke to you earlier and you wanted to do the state call with your mother, right?
Yes.
Okay, so are you available to do right now? I'm gonna try again. Hopefully it's gonna work, but
Okay.
you wanna bring up your mother on the line?
She's right here.
Okay. Let's try again, okay.
Okay.
So you have the text and the information of our company, right?
Yeah, you sent all the information.
Yeah, okay.
Can you give me what's that? Was that on your way to something?
What?
I told you, yeah, about that before.
No, well, I'll get it. I'm gonna... Can it wait till I get back home? I'll be getting it.
Yeah. It's my it'll be my one for the after people who are going to be one for the house.
I think I'm gonna set my alarm. And where's it at? In Lakewood? Downtown? Okay. So, yeah, I remember now because the funeral. After that, I'm not going to the cemetery. They're trying to take me to the cemetery. I'm gonna veer off. That's why I'm not going. I'm not going. So if that's the case, I'm gonna get the medicine because the rehab is on 63rd and Full Parkway.
I'm so over this. I can't.
Well, I got him today. Wait, my hip. I'm sitting here talking like I ain't got nothing.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Larea. May I have the. I'm sorry, are you calling for yourself or someone else?
I'm calling, for myself and well, my mom is I'm home her home health aide.
Are you with your mom?
Yes.
May I speak with her?
Hello.
Hello.
May I have your name, please?
Excuse me.
Your name?
Lisa Jones.
Date of birth?
10/2/67.
Your primary contact phone number?
Katrina Wright.
No, your phone number.
Phone number.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see. That's 816-998-7785.
And do you have a secondary or alternate contact phone number?
It's mine, 816-872-0634.
English is your primary language?
Yes.
Never married and live by yourself?
Yes.
Ma'am, hello,
and
ma'am.
You're at?
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to call and get her services restarted because she was in a hospital and we weren't able to clock in. So are you the person to speak to?
I will take a look after the verification.
Okay, what do you need now?
The address.
10904 East 72nd Street, Raytown, 64133.
And Ms. Jones, I have your permission to discuss your care plan details with your daughter.
Yes.
Okay. And what county is this address in?
Jackson.
And is this both the mailing and the physical address?
Yes.
All righty. May I have your name, please?
Katrina Wright.
Wright with a W?
Yes.
Okay. And are there any communication limitations, such as being legally blind, hearing impaired, or unable to read or write?
No.
Okay, so currently I'm showing that the care plan is active with Freedom Care.
Okay, I called and spoke with someone yesterday because she was in the hospital, and we weren't able to clock in, and the last time she was hospitalized, they said you have to call and let them know that she's out of the hospital, so that's what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. What I'm saying is the care plan is still active. We haven't made any changes to your services, to your mom's services. It's still
okay,
with Freedom Care.
Now,
it could be an internal thing with Freedom Care. We don't have anything to do with, like, the clock in and clock out with the agencies. That's their own process. I can say that her care plan is active. Her services restarted on December the 30th. They're good until November 30th of 2026. It's with Freedom Care.
Hello?
And she is at the max end of Medicaid's budget.
Hello. Excuse me. We're fully aware of all of that. I was hospitalized in January. We didn't have to go through all of this and all these questions. They had to go into the portal, I don't know what, to restart, because they shut it down to restart the visits, the visits again on the portal. Because once I'm in a hospital, it automatically, I guess they shut it down. So could you go in there and find out what needs to be done, or call your supervisor and see if we can get that back up and running so we can clock in and out?
Okay, so...